This from John's Gospel, chapter 15. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches." It reflects our level of almost there but not quite, in that we are limited in describing the relationship between us and God, between the human world and the divine world, the Almighty Creator. We're limited by having to use words. And words cannot describe what we cannot fully know, what we cannot begin to fully understand. The notion of a divine being, the notion of a Creator God, all of our understandings of these are limited by the limits of our language. 20th century theologian Paul Tillich came close, where he defined the Almighty in this phrase. The Almighty is the ground of being. The ground of being, which not just refers to the Lord and Creator of all that lives, but the Lord and Creator of all that is, not just living things, but mountains and seas and all of what's in the human earthly creation, but galaxies and planets and the ground of all being. And it's no accident, I think, that the most complicated word in the English language and most any other language is, well, it is, to conjugate the verb to be. We are, he is. We will be, ground of being. God must have known this because God chose to converge who God is into someone we can understand, the very human Jesus, who comes to us fully God, we believe, but also accessible. So God is, in a sense, the ground of being and becomes the root of who Jesus said he is. He is the vine. Root gives rise to and place for vine, which is Jesus. And I think that's an aptly chosen metaphor when you look at what Jesus was about. He instituted the Last Supper for us to celebrate Passover with his Jewish kin, but also gives us Holy Communion and vine, maybe even specifically grapevine, from which comes this holy drink that reminds us that he died for us. I am the vine. And then, if Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. The branches are what St. Paul refers to as the body of Christ, the church. We are the branches. So we have root, ground of being, vine coming to us, and branches as we come to others. So there's this progression: root, vine, branch. And at the end of the branch, flowers. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, the flowers are the moms. That's just how it is. Trust me on this, take it on faith. Flowers are, well, what are they? I mean, they're sweet, they're pretty. So are the moms. They're sweet and pretty. I mean, not all of that. I mean, that doesn't catch the essence of all of what moms are, but they are. They are sweet and pretty, and the marketers know this. How many of the advertisements that you've heard, guys, this week involve things that you can buy or in some sense acquire to give to the moms and spouses in your life that are about adornment and aroma, right? Jewelry, clothing, spa treatments, perfume, adornment and aroma. The moms are the flowers. But that only begins to describe the way in which the floral world, as a part of our natural world, teaches us about the essence of life and even shines a little bit of light on the ground of our being. Remember walking into the house and you are enveloped in the aroma of pot roast that's been on the stove for most of the day, and you go, ah, I'm home. And I'm connected by the aroma, not just of flowers, but the aroma of food. And it is in the sharing of food and in the nurturing of one another through a meal that we also find, well, we find the floral component of moms. Did you know there are edible flowers? I had to look this up and I had to write it down. You can ingest and safely eat and maybe find even edifying begonias, chrysanthemums, carnations, chives, clover. I guess you can chomp on a garlic flower if that's your deal. There are edible flowers in and of themselves. But I think even more importantly than that is how flowers, and again, a metaphor for the moms, are the essence of the food chain. There is nothing that feeds us that doesn't in some way relate to flowers. Pollination is a huge deal. Anybody in the agricultural business knows about the pollination effect or the necessary pollination of corn plants and beans and everything else that lives. And it's why ecologists are beginning to sound a rather loud alarm about the health of honeybees that create and generate this cross-pollination. Not to mention the fact that all fruits and vegetables grow on plants and originally start out as flowers, tomato blossoms that become tomatoes. And if you don't think God is in his heaven, the next time you bite into a BLT in early August, you'll get a reminder. Everything that we eat and share revolves around the process of flowers, pollination, fruit, vegetables, and food for those creatures that become protein in our diet. Root, vine, branch, flower. Flower as the source and center of the food chain. And one more thing. The recycling of flowers to seed, which then creates the opportunity to plant more flowers, of course. I remember my dad showing me something that truly surprised me. One of his favorite flowers in the garden are marigolds. And whether you like them or not, they have an interesting object lesson in their own life cycle. He pulled me aside and said, look at that dead flower there, the dead marigold flower. He said, go ahead and pick it. It's just dead. So I did. And he said, now grab just the end of it and pull. And I wound up with a handful of seeds. And the marigold is one of many plants for which that's true. Sunflowers are another example of the same sort of thing. And just think of all manners and varieties of what we get from sunflower seeds, the oil and all the rest. But I think that sort of extravagant seed handful from just one flower, again, it's from the moms that we learn insight, values, ideas, maybe even points of view with which we at some point decide to disagree. But only after some careful reflection, maybe dialogue, maybe arguments. But the point is we sharpen our worldview through insight, debate, understanding, compromise. And I think the metaphor for that is this handful of seeds that come forth from flowers. Root, vine, branch, flowers, the source of beauty and aesthetics, all food, ideas, and insight. And at the end of the day, it is clear that though we are not all mothers of children, we are all children of mothers, and that brings us full circle on the leaves of flowers, physically, we connect to the ground of our being. Metaphysically or philosophically, most of all mysteriously, through root, vine, branch, flower, we connect, if not fully understand, but are intimately tied to our ground of being by God's grace. Root, vine, branch, and mom. Amen.